Hey, David Nagel here. I'm not sure if you've ever heard the story, but in 1993, it was the year that I attended my very first personal development seminar, and I can't even believe that was over 30 years ago. 3,000 people seeking personal freedom, including me, filled into a convention space, hoping that something would happen to give us a breakthrough that we had been looking for. It was a Tony Robbins seminar, and I can honestly say that attending that seminar was one of the biggest turning points in my life. Something fantastic happened while I was there. I began to see my purpose. Who would have thought that an ex-McDonald's employee, an uneducated forklift driver, would attend a seminar that would change the trajectory of his life forever? Well, it wasn't me. And yet, here I am, a multi-million-dollar business owner against all odds. And that's why I want to invite you to join me virtually and live from the comfort of your own home or office to make 2024 your best year ever. I want to help you get the breakthrough that you're looking for. On June 26th through the 28th, I'm going to take you on a three-day journey to uncover the key belief that's keeping you from achieving the success that you desire and what you can do about it right now. The hidden messages in your secret thoughts and what they're trying to tell you. How to take your power back from fear, worry, and doubt so that you can make solid, confident decisions. How to set a goal and then reverse engineer its achievement. Right now, we're offering some really great cashback bonuses on our lowest ticket price, but the price will increase very soon. Go to lifeisnowinc.com/summit for all the details and to secure your spot. I'm offering you a defining moment, just like I had all those years ago. Will you take it? Okay, now on to this episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Successful people learn how to make their minds work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, I have an idea that I want to run past you that I would seriously like you to consider thinking about, and that is the idea that success is easy. And I'm going to keep driving that home in these videos because it truly is. And, you know, in the experience that I've had for 25 years of working with people, helping them build businesses and become successful in those areas of their life, one of the things that I uncovered very early on was that really and truly, we're programmed to make success hard from the day that we're born. It really is an idea that if you just take a step back and take a look at the entire world, nature included, I use that as a reference a lot in my teaching because when you look at nature without human beings being involved in it, right, nature doesn't struggle. Nature moves with a rhythm. It moves towards more life. It's not difficult, right? Kind of a funny little thing that I say is you don't see a squirrel sitting on your back fence worrying about where the nuts are going to come from or lined up to go to the psychiatrist's office or, you know, how many squirrels have you had to wait behind in a Walgreens or something to get Xanax because they were so concerned about their life or any other form of wildlife for that matter? Because wildlife doesn't do that. Now, what's interesting about that is that the average person would look at wildlife and probably go, yeah, there's an intelligence there for sure, but look at me. I have this amazing intellect, and I've got a Harvard degree, and I've done this, and I've done that, and I'm a CEO of this major corporation, and yet I'm stressed to the max, and I'm not living my life the way that I want. What's the difference between animals and nature and human beings? Well, the first thing is that I think that the instinct and the intuition and the spiritual guidance inside of ourselves has always been there. And yet we're not taught to follow that. I mean, you have to live in a pretty aware household as a child. And this is not saying anything bad about anybody's parents. Parents are just what they are. They all give us the best that they can. Even if it's rough, right? Because I know that there's many people out there that have a really, really tough childhood. But you have to realize that's passed down from experience and the way that people develop their minds through generations on various different topics. We don't have to go into that here. But if you just look at it, it really does make sense. Even in abusive households, right? You don't generally see somebody come out of a household where there was no abuse and they're abusive. Abuse is something that's usually passed down. Well, success is also something that's either passed down or not passed down. It's easy to see if you look at various different ways people live around the world. Very few of the individuals that are raised in any kind of a class system, so to speak, break out of that system and go to ones higher. Now, I'm not saying nobody does. There's definitely people that do it, but it's not the majority. And of course, the world will tell you that that has to do with the IQ and how smart they are. And yet I've worked with many people that did not have a high IQ that have become multimillionaires based on doing some very simple things that seem to be a little outside of the range of what we normally accept as far as success goes. But I want to run past a few of those ideas. I want to run a few of those ideas past you, okay? So let's think about something. If it's true that we actually have a natural guidance inside of us, that we've come here to fulfill a purpose, like every other form of life on the planet is here to fulfill a purpose, that purpose existed before we got here. Our job, part of our job anyway, I would think as far as our lifetime goes, is to discover what that purpose is in us as an individual, not in other people, not looking around at your brother, your sister, your parents, somebody else in your neighborhood or your nation or whatever, and going, this is what their purpose is. This is a personal journey just for you to discover your purpose, to find out what that actually is in your life, and then to begin to embrace it. Now, the idea that we've taught we have to work extremely hard and we have to be totally dedicated and focused and disciplined in order to be successful has some holes in it if you really start thinking about it. Because when you look at the average person that has success, if you start to examine their life, you'll find out that there's other things about their life that they don't find successful. And I'm not talking about challenging areas where a person is looking to get better in different areas of their life. I'm talking about something simple, like happiness. Is a person really, truly happy? Do they spend their day doing what they love to do? Do they spend it with people that they love? Do they spend their time in the time that they're working, being happy and joyful, and they feel like they're accomplishing something that's meant for them in that time frame? Well, some people do, but most people do not. Most people are doing a job that they tolerate with people that they tolerate. And they're living a life that is not what they would live if they actually had the money and the resources and the ability to do something completely different. In other words, a person has a tendency to go out and take the highest paying job that they can based on the skill set that they have. And they try to live a life within those means, which is extremely difficult, and it gets more difficult every day because the prices of things goes up, the wants for things goes up, technology is constantly expanding, newer, better, you know, that type of thing. So there's this internal peer pressure and societal pressure to keep up, to keep buying new things, to keep moving in a direction so that I feel successful on the inside. But are you truly happy with what you're doing? Because if you're not happy, then something's seriously wrong. Like, I know that there's a lot of counter arguments out there that say that happiness is not what we should be doing. Happiness should come second. That happiness is, you're lucky if you're happy. I've heard all different kinds of perspectives on this. And I'm not talking about a person who says, I'm happy sitting on a couch, eating Cheetos, watching reruns or something or playing video games. I'm not talking about that. I think that's distraction. I don't think that has anything to do with happiness. I think that we are here individually to do something very specific. And does it require work? Yep, it does require work. Does it require discipline? Yes, it requires discipline. Does it require focus? Yes, it requires focus. However, there's a difference between doing those things and wanting to do them and doing those things because you have to, because it's the only way that you can survive. Whenever you take something in your life, just take one thing that you absolutely love to do. You're in your joy, you're in your bliss. Time seems to fly by. Even the challenges are something that is exciting and fun and adventurous in life. And the opposite side of that is also true when you're doing something that you don't like to do. It's stressful. It's painful. The day drags by. It makes us ill physically, mentally, emotionally ill. It causes problems with the people that are in our lives when it is that we're not happy. So what's wrong? What's wrong with this idea that we were never told from the very beginning of our life to find what makes us happy and then learn how we can make a living doing it? Now, here's something that's a little controversial. I personally don't believe, nor have I actually seen any evidence of this in reality, that when a person finds something that they're literally happy doing, when they find their purpose, that there's no way to make a living doing it. And I've had people bring up hypothetical arguments for this. The problem is that this doesn't work in a hypothetical argument. It only works in reality. If a person is honest with themselves and they're really looking for what it is that they absolutely love to do. Like, again, I'm not talking about escapism. I'm talking about really discovering what their purpose is. They'll find that there's nothing in the world that's more satisfying to them than discovering that and then advancing that in their life, doing it, because they become passionate about all the things that they want to do. How many people, and I was a person like this myself, when I was in school, when I was a kid, I hated to study. I couldn't stand school. I hated it with a passion. I was not good at it. I failed. I got D's and F's all the time. I was held back in the fourth grade. I quit high school in the 10th grade. It was just something I wanted nothing to do with. I wanted to get out in the world. I didn't know what that meant. But through a process of changing, all of a sudden, when I started to find something that I was passionately in love with doing, I couldn't study enough. I've been an avid reader and studier ever since that time. And that was over 30 years ago that I discovered that. I learn every day. I've read thousands of books. And it's because I want to, not because I have to. So what changed? The only thing that changed was I found the thing in life that I was truly passionate about. Now, the difficulty with this idea, because there is a challenge to it, is that usually a person has to start working their way through life before they actually consciously start to realize that something's off, right? Is this all there is to life? Why the hell am I here? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? There's got to be more to this than just going to work and coming home and doing the grind every day. And when a person starts to ask that question, if they persist with that question, then the answer starts to come. And when that answer comes, another challenge shows itself. They've generally created a life that has a ton of responsibilities up to that point, and they think to themselves, how can I make a massive change with all of these responsibilities? Now, it's a valid question. It truly is. And when a person looks at everything that they've set up according to what they think they have to do versus what they really want to do, sometimes it can seem daunting. But if we take one thing at a time and we begin to change it in the direction that we want to go with what it is that we love to do, we will then find all the different ways to make those changes in our life. And over a period of time, you can reverse course. You can move it in the direction that you want to go. You could be, do, or have anything that you truly want. You can find your purpose. You can live your purpose. You could love every single day. But we have to change the programming that we're raised with, that life is a drag, you know, that it's tough, that it struggles, you know, that it sucks and then you die, that you have to be the hardest working person at the office. Like, these are crazy ideas. absolutely crazy when we have the ability to make it so much easier. Success can truly be easy. Not saying that there's not challenges, but what makes something hard or easy is the viewpoint in which you're seeing it in your own mind. As that viewpoint begins to change, so does your experience begin to change. And you really can live a life that you love. Give this some serious thought. And if you know somebody that's struggling in their business or in their life, maybe pass this video on to them. If you want to know more about this process, I've got a program called The Art of Success. Go to our website, davidnagel.com or lifeisnowinc.com, and sign up for our newsletter. And we'll make sure that we get information out to you right away about the next Art of Success seminar that we'll be hosting. And you can go through this process yourself and wake up and actually have an easy life that's magnificent beyond your wildest dreams. I'll see you next week. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more, go to lifeisnowinc.com. I'll see you next week.